Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, April 12th, 2022. My name is Will Gibson, and I'm a research analyst here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright, and I'll be doing today's morning brief. As we do, a quick look at performance from yesterday in this column right here. Really, the only green spot we saw yesterday was gold, and US dollar also firmer on the day. Russell 2000, so small caps hung in there a little bit better than the rest of the market, but then you saw a nice exhale from crude oil, NASDAQ composite, S&P was down over 8.5%, Russell 1000 as well. So largely kind of shift off or risk off move to start the week of trading. A few things I want to highlight today. The first of them is just this 10-year yield chart. This continues to be in the limelight in markets, whether it's interest rates like this or mortgage rates affecting residential real estate, whatever it is, the trickle through in the interest rate debt space in particular has been in the limelight. US Treasury 10-year yield, you can see that on the chart, well above the top of its trading band now, adding those two X's yesterday at 121% on its weekly distribution, which is simply telling us that it's above the top of that 10-week trading band. And if you look back here, this is one of the most overbought scenarios for the near term that we've ever seen the US Treasury 10-year yield. You have to go back a long way to see anything over 120%. So if you want to do that, you can click the 121 and you can see that. All that's telling us is that we would likely expect some type of exhale here, not necessarily a change of trend, but some type of exhale or consolidation. I know I've said that before and it just keeps on going. So it can defy expectations. But noticing here, the yield itself is up 83% this year. So starting where we started the year down at about 1.4, now we're up to 2.7 on the chart action. So a huge move from yields, and you've certainly felt that across the market as well. Gold has been interesting to watch. It's actually been very responsive to the market environment, I would say, over the past couple of months. Reversed up yesterday and not 1960, probably put in some decent support around that 1900 level, looking like see if it can get striking to its at least multi-year chart highs around 2080. So gold's been an interesting one to keep your radar on. Like I said, it's been pretty responsive to the geopolitical events as of late. That's something to keep tabs on here. Decent return on the year, just over 6%. Some indicators that I wanted to hit on, the bullish percent for the New York Stock Exchange reversed back down into O's, sitting right at 50% now. As a reminder, that's the percentage of stocks in the New York Stock Exchange on a point of your buy signal. We typically like to see this kind of moving higher, breadth improving, sitting right at that 50% line. So going to be a decent test here telling us that we have seen some near-term participation or some of the soldiers kind of back off the field there. In a similar vein, the positive trend indicator for the NASDAQ 100 also reversed back down into O's yesterday. Instead of buy signals, this is saying what percentage of stocks in the NASDAQ 100 are in point and figure positive trends. Right now, that is also sitting right at 50%. Keep in mind, for a lot of these indicators, we like to use that 50% line as a place of demarcation, where if we hold above 50%, we've typically seen better market environments for stocks, whereas when you drop below 50%, especially when it relates to the positive trend indicators, that's when we've seen some additional trouble and volatility. Now, although all those things are happening and it's a bit of a crazy environment, there are a lot of opportunities. I was asked yesterday that should we be completely out of stocks? And probably not, because there's still plenty of areas. Well, maybe not plenty, but there are select areas that are working. I think the group scores here displays that well. A lot of commodity-centric areas, whether that's energy equities, basic materials, also equities, precious metal, miners, non-cyclicals, utilities. So defensive sectors and commodities seem to be working well right now, at least for the near term. That money market rank is a bit daunting, up at 61%. So that tells us that out of all groups, 135 roughly, money market ranks in the 61st percentile, which tells us that it's functioning better than over 60% of groups right now. So it's holding up better on a price basis, more than 60% of names. So that tells us that our options are thinning. A lot of the names below money market are going to be fixed income, areas of international equities, and some high growth areas of the market. So there are opportunities right now in the market. Here's your S&P 500 index funds as a proxy. That's in 15th. So all of these areas up here are technically scoring stronger than your broad equity market. If you want to get ideas for some names, simply click on the ideas link to the left. Consumer non-cyclicals, I clicked on that. I cover this sector. It's been decently resilient. Plenty of individual names there as well. PBJ has been a nice subsector to take advantage of. Or if you just want to go broad, IYK, VDC, just kind of some passive ways to follow that sector. And I'll conclude with a bit of a charge and kind of a derivation of what I was talking about right here. And we put this a bit in our report yesterday. It's called beta exposure versus an ideally weighted portfolio. And all this is saying is that there are opportunities right now to get away and outperform beta market exposure. Over the past 8-10 years plus, it's been extremely, extremely difficult to beat your S&P 500 or cap weighted benchmark, given that it's been driven by just a handful of names or a handful of sectors. But now you're getting strength and participation from some of the smallest sectors in the benchmark. So that presents an opportunity for active management. That presents an opportunity to play a bit of defense, to be a bit more tactical than these beta passive benchmarks are going to allow you to be. Broadly, it would be a time that we can add value as either investors to our own portfolios or advisors adding value to your clients to say, this is why it pays to be active in certain market environments. I think fixed income has been loud and clear this year that active management is going to pay off there. I think equities, there's also a decent opportunity for that for the reasons that we just mentioned. So that's all I'm going to say today. I'll hop off the horse. So thank you all for joining me this morning. And per usual, reach out if you have any questions. Thanks.